Okay, today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Becharos. Last time we accidentally did three Mishnayos, so today we'll only do one Mishnah. So this is Perak Bey's Mishnah Dalid. So says the Mishnah, Mekabel Tzon Barzel Min HaNachri. If you have an animal that you got from a Nachri, and the agreement was a Tzon Barzel agreement, that means that you get an animal to raise, and when you raise it, you have it's assessed at a certain value, and you are absolutely obligated to give back at least that value. And the guy who's taking care of the animal, because he's guaranteed that value, and he's going to be working with the animal, whatever profits he gets will, a significant percentage of the profits will go to the guy doing the work. But if it gets lost or something like that happens, then you're still going to be on the hook to pay back for its value. So if you're mekabel such an arrangement from a nachri, v'lados peturin, then whatever offspring it has is pater from mechar. It's still considered yad nachri be'emsa. V'lade v'lados chayavin, but the offspring of the offspring are going to be chayiv in bechar, because the nachri who owns the animal is only able to take that first generation. He's not able to take the second generation, so he doesn't own the second generation of animals. That's totally yours. Hemid Vlados Tachasim Osehim, if a Jew put the Vlados of the Tzon Barzel in place of their mothers, meaning he said that the Nachri, he made the deal with the Nachri, that the Nachri is allowed to take the first generation if the mother dies, Vlade Vlados Peturin, then the offspring are going to be put, meaning even the Einoklach, so to speak, are going to be pater from Bechar, because the generation previous, the one that's giving birth, actually does belong to the Nachri. Vladi, Vladi, Vlados Chayavin, but the Ir Einoklach, the great-grandchildren, are going to be pater, because the Nachri doesn't really own the grandchildren. No, it's all pater from no matter how many generations go down, Shachri is on the Nachri, because the Achrayis goes to the Nachri for all of them. The Nachri has to get paid back the full value of his animal. And if his animal's not there, he'll go to the next generation. If that's not there, he'll go to the next generation. And he could do that for as many generations as he wants. So to review what we learned today, we said that if you have a Tzon Barzel arrangement with a Nachri, where you take the animal and you're guaranteeing him to pay back the value of that animal at the time that you took it, so the Vlados are pater, because he has no rights to the... because he does have a right to the mother of those Vlados, but the Vladi Vlados are chayiv, because he has no rights to the Vlados, nor the Vlade Vlados. But if you made an arrangement with him that he does have a right to the Vlados, then even the Vlade Vlados are pater from Bechar, but the Vlade Vlados are chayiv in Bechar. And Rav Shmuel Eliyahu says the standard arrangement is that he can go as many generations as he wants, and therefore he has a right to everything, and therefore all of it is pater from Bechar. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Hey.